Jennifer! Hurry up, my man! Every time we have got somebody sleep, just hours I try to make you late.
Come in! Let me go through my list here, car. This man nah make nobody deny me entry. Tickets? Check. Passports? Check. Flyer with hotel phone number and address? Check. Spending money? Check. Seems like I have everything. Why are you making so much noise, Steve? You want the entire neighborhood know we're going away?
Lady, you know, see the time. We going miss the flight.
Why are you getting impatient? I was just checking to make sure I have all the documents we need before we leave. You think I'm going to make you make me get turned back? Eh? You're going on as if you don't know, say, if we don't have the necessary things in place. Then we deny we entry.
All right. You ready now?
Recent reports about several Jamaicans being denied entry into Trinidad and Tobago and being mistreated while detained overnight pending return to Jamaica have led to increased movement within CARICOM. This in the context of the CARICOM Single Market and Economy, CSME. In today's program, we explore the idea of hassle-free movement within CARICOM. In 1997, Jamaica passed into law the Caribbean Community Free Movement of Skilled Persons Act. The law was designed to facilitate free movement of persons within the Caribbean region. Hassle-free movement of CARICOM nationals under the CSME is covered by Articles 45 and 46 of the revised Treaty of Chagaramas.
Article 45 commits CARICOM member states to the goal of free movement of their nationals within the community. These articles cover two different regimes. One, the free movement of skilled nationals to travel to other CARICOM territories to engage in gainful employment. And two, the facilitation of hassle-free movement of CARICOM nationals, so general travel.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith. Based on the treaty, all CARICOM nationals have the right to an automatic stay of 6 months, subject only to two exceptions, undesirability or being a charge on public funds. This is for general or tourist travel. Despite this, there have been numerous reports of Jamaicans being denied entry to CARICOM neighbor, Trinidad and Tobago. There are also reports of persons being mistreated while detained overnight pending return to Jamaica.
It is evident from the written reports received from some such Jamaicans who were recently denied entry that they were not as upset about being denied entry as they were about the manner in which they were treated while detained. Some of the complainants also indicated that they were mocked and jeered by security personnel who was left in charge of them.
Minister Johnson says the government continues to lobby for fair and humane treatment of Jamaicans as they travel throughout CARICOM. Part of this effort is having discussions with her counterpart in Trinidad and Tobago, Senator Dennis Moses.
I have also written to Minister Moses at the request of Cabinet to indicate the government of Jamaica's strong concern regarding the most recent incidents of mistreatment of Jamaican citizens and to indicate that we are anxious to be provided with concrete, constructive solutions with specific timelines for addressing the issues which continue to plague relations between our countries. The three specific concerns raised were A, the high rate of denial of entry of Jamaicans by Trinidad and Tobago, and this may be compared to the rate of denial of nationals of Trinidad and Tobago by Jamaica, B, the treatment of Jamaicans by immigration officials, and C, the lack of proper dignified facilities to accommodate returnees overnight in the airport pending their return.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith. Where Jamaicans may be detained on refusal of entry in CARICOM countries and they consider their rights to have been violated, they should immediately, on return to Jamaica, lodge a written report with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade. For more information, contact the ministry at 926-4220.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.